Hello, I'm speaking with Edward.
Yes.
Hey, Edward, this is Rafal. We're calling you from Penguin Book Writers, the senior manager. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I see that. Okay, is this a good time to speak to you?
Pardon?
I'm so sorry, I cannot hear you, sir. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is this a good time to speak to you, Edward?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, we are having a project with us on board for editing, cover, and publishing. So far, I just require, first of all, a feedback from your site. How is Penguin Book Writers doing your job, and how is your project manager, Steve, dealing with you?
And what's your position?
I'm the senior manager over here.
Okay, well, I'm very unhappy with the situation. There's been no book edit for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I also paid money for insurance, and I requested a copy of the insurance policy that affected me,
mm-hmm.
and that has never come. I sent something to Steve Wilson yesterday asking him for an update,
mm-hmm.
and I find that I've been cut off.
Mm-hmm. What files are being cut off, sir?
The email won't go through. It's saying it's rejected from his side.
Okay. And what you just said, can you repeat that again? What did you pay for and how much did you pay for the insurance you were telling me about?
$1,000.
I'm so sorry, can you repeat that again, sir? There's a distortion in the voice.
$1,000.
Okay. And what was committed to you with the insurance thing?
Well, I requested a copy of it, and it hasn't come.
Okay. So, as for what Steve has sent you to the lab, have you sent you the outline of the draft along with the edited revisions?
No.
No.
He sent me up since I signed the contract in November of
mm-hmm.
last year.
Okay.
He is only up to chapter 10.
Okay.
And at this rate, it's going to be Christmas before it might be finished.
Okay. And so when are you planning to, like, publish your book? Is there a specific deadline for that?
Well, I wanted it done much quicker than what it's been done right now.
I understand this, sir, but still I'm asking you. That's why I'm calling you, because I can see that your book has potential. That's why Steve talked to me about your book, and that's why I'm here. I just called you so that I can discuss a few things regarding the project. So let me know if there's a specific deadline for your project.
Yeah.
So is there any specific date, or you're good to go with any dates?
Well, I would expect that it's done in a reasonable period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think 1 year is way too long. 6 months
mm-hmm.
seems too long from the research that I've done. It can be done
mm-hmm.
Within a couple of weeks, because when I've had the book edited twice,
mm-hmm.
it's come back to me within 3 weeks.
But
again, that's one person
mm-hmm.
dedicated to doing that editing that book.
I understand that, sir. Okay. One more thing I would like to speak to you about is, have you received your book cover mock-ups? Have you filled out that book cover form and give it back to Steve, and he has provided you with the book cover?
No.
Okay. So, sir, you came to me on board at November 22nd. Which I can see on my system, okay? So that's when you were on board, and you came to us for editing, cover, and publishing, including the insurance, okay? So, you know, sir, it's the best thing. What I would love to discuss with you is a time frame. So what the best I can give you is that today is 19th of April. So if you allow me, and I can put your project onto the fast track, and probably till end of July, your book will be all done, properly edited, formatted, including the covers being done, and ready for publishing and out live into the audience. Is that good enough for you?
Yes.
I see that. That's really great of you, sir. By the way, sir, one more thing I would really like to speak to you about is we are missing with the ISBN, copyrights, barcodes, and the imprints. So let me know what we are taking care of it.
The copyright.
No, I'm talking about the International Standard Book Number, ISBN, which is a 13-digit
number.
And we're talking about the barcodes, two barcodes that are at the back of the page, or you know, the back cover, and the
ISBN.
Yes. And what I'm talking to you about is we provide services with the Library of Congress. Okay, we give the ISBN. This bundle comes up with the ISBN, two barcodes, one for paperback, one for hardcover. One is your, you know, two barcodes for the both books, paperback and hardcover. And the last thing is we provide you a LCCN number, which is Library of Congress Cognition Number. You know what Library of Congress is? Where all of the books all around the globe is being placed. So we provide this service as well. And at this particular time, while working on your manuscript, we require this thing. So that's why I'm having a word with you so that we can fast track the process easily and we deliver things on a good note. So what do you say on this? Are you ready to come on to board with this thing? Because you know this is an additional service. It requires a little bit cost. But this thing works firmly and we will be able to complete your project on the particular time which I have given you by today. End of July, your book will be live.
Yeah, okay. And will I be receiving updates on the completion of each chapter?
Okay, so with each completion of chapter, you're telling me it's 7 days going on, you will be receiving updates in every 3 days. I'm fast-tracking your process because, you know, there is a requirement I told you. We were missing out from your package. So once you get on board with this thing, we are good to go with that, and nothing won't stop us. And in, like, every 3 days, you will be receiving a draft. But obviously, there's a two-way communication. In that 3 days, you have to deliver the feedback from your side. It is good to go or not, or you need some changes. So that it's easier for us to move most fast forward. And I promise you, sir, this is my own personal number. You can call me anytime, and your process will be all good. Okay?
Okay. And can I get your telephone number, please?
For sure, sir. My number is 408.
Yep.
715.
Yep.
91.
Yep.
65.
65. And your name again?
My name is Rafael De Silva.
Okay.
So, sir, I told you the bundle. The bundle comes up with two ISBNs, two barcodes, copyright, along with your registration in the Library of Congress, getting your cognition number, LCCN. So the price of this bundle is usually $2,500, but as you're running an Easter discount, the price today is $2,000. So let me know how would you like to proceed with this.
No, I'm not paying another penny for this because I think that I paid more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've now paid you over $3,000, mm-hmm. and I'm getting nothing for it. So to ask me to pay something else is I think you have a nerve to even come to me and ask for more money when I'm getting nothing right now.
I understand.
In fact, I'm at the point where I feel like I want to sever my relationship with you and, as per the contract, get all my money back because this isn't working out.
Okay, sir. Let me clear you one thing. First of all, I really apologize that you are facing the struggle. What the best I can do for you, first let me you explain the process, okay? You know that whenever you go and buy a car, okay, you document your car so that in future, if your book or data tries to get steal, it's on your particular name and you have the legal rights to fight the case. Same goes with the book. Without an ISBN, without copyrights, without barcodes, without imprints, a book cannot be published. Getting my point, sir? This is not an upsell or something like asking you for more money. This is a basic thing which is required in your project, and for that I'm asking you so that we can move firmly and smoothly. And here I am promising you, I have given you a 2 months time period that your whole manuscript will be edited, formatted, well, the book covers will be done, and your book published, your book will be live at the end of July. I am promising you this, sir, because this is where we are stopping, because we are having a requirement. And that's why I'm here with you with honesty. I'm speaking with you all things transparently. I hope you're understanding my situation and my things, sir.
Yes, but I don't agree with you. Because, like I say to you, I have received nothing right now, and there's no way that I'm going to pay another penny to you, because I'm just very unhappy with this whole process. And I mean, to try and tell me about ISBN numbers, you can do that online for $107 or sometimes $49.
Exactly. So you're really correct on this, and that's what I'm clearing you out. I just told you earlier with this discussion that you can get it in like even like $10 as well. But you know, with the online, they already have an online presence. Along with that, they are not giving you the Library of Congress coordination, which is something unique. We have our
internet. But that's all in the contract that I signed. That this is part of it. So why are you coming and asking me again to pay for the same thing that I've already paid for?
What have you paid for in the contract? Give me a moment. Let me quickly grab your contract in front of me. Give me a moment, sir. Thank you for staying offline. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Okay. So in your contract, I cannot see the ISBN. What I'm talking about is, sir, about the LCCN number, Library of Congress coordination number. Are you getting my point, sir? This is a unique number that makes you registered in the Library of Congress where the world's books are being registered. You are getting yourself registered as a worldwide author. And while we publish your book in near future, if your book gets sold into any third world countries...
And I've already paid for that. I paid $1,000 up front.
You
to cover
paid,
this.
Listen. You paid $1,000 for editing, cover, publishing, and insurance. That's it. Getting my point, sir?
No. I paid $1,300 on the contract. And then I paid $1,000 for what you're talking about, with the Congress, and $1,000 for insurance,
I still
haven't today seen a copy of the insurance. I've been asking for it for 2 or 3 weeks now, and it just isn't coming. It makes me think that there is no insurance.
No, that's what I'm saying. After this call, sir, you will receive the insurance file by your designated project manager, Steve. That's what I'm telling you, sir. Why are you getting worried? everything is safe. I'm telling you, and I'm giving you this big guarantee, that in 3 months' time period, your whole project will be wrapped up, your book will be live. And you told me you paid $1,000. I can see that in front of me with your contract, and the absolute don't will speak to you. It's the $1,000 you paid for the ISBN barcodes. I see that. And what I'm talking about is the LCCN number, Library of Congress Cognition number. This is something different, and that is something different. Getting my point, sir?
No, but you need to understand, I'm not paying you one penny more until I get something, because I'm seeing no progress, and to keep coming and asking me for more money, it's not on.
I understand this, sir. It must be really frustrating for you, and I really apologize for that, sir. I will speak to your project manager personally. I will take your case into my hands. As I stated to you, just give me a total of 3 months' time. I will make your book live. Along with that, in every 3 particular days, you will start seeing the fast responses, the fast work to be done. I will process your project onto the fast track, making your work delivered in 3 days. That's what I'm telling you. I'm promising you this, sir. But when there is a requirement...
Well, which part of this don't you get? I'm not paying you another penny.
Sir, that's what I'm trying to make you understand. You need to...
You need to start sending me stuff and start sending me on a weekly basis what I paid for.
Yeah, sorry,
so don't come asking me for more money because you aren't getting a penny. And in fact, I've already spoke to a lawyer in New York about this whole thing because I've told him it's a vanity press and he understands that. And if I don't get the documentation that I require, then I'll take legal action.
Obviously, so you have a right to do so. I'm not saying you should, but obviously when we are here, we are delivering your services. Are you unhappy with that? We are delivering your services, sir, because what you have paid for, obviously you will be doing your work. But
you're not delivering. You're not delivering. It says in the contract that I would be getting updates on the chapters every couple of two or three chapters twice a week.
Sir, listen now one thing. Let me make you explain the process. We do not go ahead and completely do the whole editing. We do it chapter by chapter way, so it's easier for you as well and for us as well, so that in one chapter, if a change needs to be done, you respond back, we cater the changes. If it's good to go, we move on to the chapter 2. This is how we go ahead. Because if we completely do the whole manuscript at once, and there are, you know, the revisions to be catered at once, then it would be difficult for you as well and for us as well, because we as being a human beings sometimes loves to add more idea or remove something. That's totally how we think every day. So that is why we smoothly move the process. This is the process one, which we are going through chapter by chapter. The second process is completely the whole manuscript is good edited, you are approved with that. We compile the whole file, we format that, we go ahead with the publishing. That's how the process works.
No, I'm sorry. But I'm done with you.
Look, I'm trying
to... So you send me the information that I've requested before I'll even discuss anything else with you.
Okay, no worries.
I want a copy of the insurance before I'll discuss anything else with you.
No
so
worries.
So please send that to me today.
No worries about that, sir. I will speak to your designated project manager, and he will be sending you the insurance copy. Along with that, after that, then we can speak further about this thing. Okay?
You already received my money 3 weeks ago for insurance, and I've been asking and asking and asking for a copy. So that tells me that there probably is no insurance, and I've paid the money for nothing.
Sir, listen to me one thing. You know, everything requires a time. You know, this is a service. This is not a physical product that you're delivering. We apply for that. We get the confirmation. Then we receive the documents. That's how the whole process goes on. insurance is always one thing in which you go ahead, you deliver your documents, you get the insurance, ask for the requirements, whatever it is in your package, you know, if you talk about the riders, if you talk about the benefits, everything. That's how the insurance works, sir. So we submitted your documents, we didn't get a response from their side, then we asked him to deliver this, you know, the file and everything, because that requires time as well. It's not a one-day job, so you also know that really well.
Yes.
And if you talk about the biggest company in America, if you're talking about, so it's, you know, there are a lot of companies in USA who take this time, property, life, you know, car insurance, even that takes time, and it's just the 3 weeks you're telling me about that. So understand as well, you have to be patient.
Well, I think I have been patient. This has been going on since November.
I really appreciate that, sir. I really appreciate that. But we are working. At least you told me we had delivered you 10 drafts. If we were here to rob your money and get out of here, then you could have said me these things. But we have sent you 10 chapters, sir. We are working on your project. It's not we are running away with your money, sir.
Well, it certainly seems like that.
Come on, sir. We are here to, you know, serve you the best. That's why I want to have a conversation with you. Anyway,
well, you're not serving me the best because I'm not happy.
Okay, I understand, sir, and I really apologize for that, and that is why I'm saying I will take this case personally in my hands and make the best I can do for you. I can deliver you drafts in every three days. I will have a word with my team or in the meeting. And get them know.
Okay, when I start receiving the drafts again and when I receive a copy of the insurance, then I might be interested in speaking with you. But right now, absolutely not.
No worries about that, sir, but please give me a time after this call ends. I will speak to my team. I will deliver you the one and more draft along with the insurance copy, okay? So that after that we can speak about it, because this is also a basic requirement that needs to be sorted out so that we can move further along. Because, you know, this gets imposed onto the book, on the front page, on the back cover of the page. You get yourself registered as an offer. So this
okay,
is a basic requirement.
I'll speak to you whenever.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and apologize for your patience.